Did they dislike, like, you guys having a child? Or, like, your like their grandchildren?
They
knowing
did,
it's, like,
yeah.
an interracial... Yeah.
Children, yeah. yeah. My parents accepted it completely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were fine after the initial shock that I didn't marry a Filipino man. But there weren't any Filipinos to get married to here. I mean, there weren't any Filipinos. There were very few Filipino men of my age group because we were a very small group of Filipinos here at that time, you know, 30s and 40s. So the only Filipino young men that were our age that we met later when I was like 16, 17, 18 were the sailors who came over who were in the Navy from the Philippines. And my father wanted me to marry one of them because he had been in the, you know, he was in the Navy too. But I was, culturally, we didn't mix very well. It was, they came from a different culture and we were very American. So at any rate, I married a white man and that was hard on my parents there for a while. But Hank was fabulous to my parents. He loved them. He really was very much interested in the, I mean, he fought for civil rights. He was very interested in people of color. He was very interested in culture, and that was his life. And so he really courted my parents in the best way and loved them. In fact, when I was divorced from him, he would still have lunch with my grandma every week. He loved the food. He loved the culture. He ate with his hands. He learned everything. He even ate bagoong.
Oh,
he even ate danuguan. Oh, yeah. He was really great. And my second husband was very much the same way, exactly the same way. But their parents, it was their parents who couldn't accept it because they came from very socially prominent, wealthy backgrounds. And in their social situation, they didn't have blacks, they didn't have Jews, they didn't have anything. You know, they didn't socialize with Mexicans, they didn't socialize with anybody but whites. So that was hard on them. I mean, it was really difficult. But when they finally did come around, I mean, my first husband's parents are now, I mean, they're dead now, but they are the grandparents of children now that are half Chinese and half Korean. The family mixed and married, you know. I mean, we were in the forefront, Hank and I, but then his nieces and nephews have now married Chinese and Korean.
Well, I have to point out that with my family, the experience of another form of discrimination based on an interracial marriage. And I mentioned that my niece, her name is Judy, married a Chinese man, his name is Larry Tong. And Larry had an older brother, Glenn, has an older brother, Glenn, who married a Chinese wife. And his wife will not have anything to do with Larry or his part of the family because Larry married outside the Chinese culture. So that's, you know, there is this resistance to interracial marriage on the part of the other culture as well as part of the Caucasian culture.